everyone. Welcome to Fights of the Round Table, the show where five idiots argue about things that absolutely, positively do not matter. I'm your idiot host, Matt Sinnott, joined as always by my fellow idiots, John Avery.
What's up?
Edson Bezerra. John Dobson.
Hello, my children.
Josh Hirth.
Hello, hello.
And Matt Swearingen.
Heyo.
Got the gang back together. Thank you, Tim, for guest starring on our last two episodes.
Technically one episode split into two. What is happening here?
What
do you mean, what? You and John Dobson.
What?
Switch greetings, and I don't like it.
It wasn't planned. It just happened.
It just happened. It was natural.
It threw me off, too,
but I rolled with it.
That was pretty good.
I honestly don't know that I could have relocated somebody else's greeting. Like, in my brain, if they'd have stolen mine, I think I'd have been like, oh, no, I have nothing to say now.
But I was just focusing on the guy who looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy to do the Pillsbury Doughboy, and he doesn't, then it catches my attention.
I was just focused on making sure I called your names in the right order, to be perfectly honest.
I just don't like change.
Because when that doesn't happen, it's mess. Hysteria.
You went in order with names. That's the issue, is when you go out of order with names.
Exactly. So I didn't hear your little, intros.
Again,
I was just focused on getting the name order correct.
I think this is the fastest we've ever gone off track.
Could be. New record. Could be. Well, I hope you two are happy.
I am actually very happy.
All right.
Derailed us already.
Well, everyone, we have a very special bracket this week. We have a group of 16 teams, and we'll explain here in a minute, but this is going to be a bracket with a twist. Stay tuned, more on that. But first, we have to get through hors d'oeuvres to figure out who's going to get the final word at the end of this podcast. Are you guys ready to go?
Yes.
Yes.
Someone chime in.
Three.
Silent but deadly, or loud but harmless?
Ooh. See, I'm the kind of guy that likes to let people know what I've done. Loud but harmless is probably what I would go for. I want people to know that I'm in the room.
they wouldn't know otherwise. Yep. All right, who else?
Give me four.
Fries at the bottom of the bag or a bonus chicken nugget?
Ooh, I love fries at the bottom of the bag, but like at this point it's kind of an expectation, you know? Bonus chicken nugget, it's like, I only got an 8 count and there's 9 nuggets in here? My whole day's amazing.
I love it. 1, 2, and 5.
5.
Making a killing or making a living?
Making a killing, because it does sound more dangerous, but I don't actually have a good reason for it other than, killing is better than not killing.
Killing is better than living?
Well, I mean, I'm living either way. So
that's fair.
As long as I'm the one living, I guess it's okay either way.
That's fair. All right, 1 and 2.
1.
Wall Street stock market or Las Vegas casinos?
I'm going to lose either way. casinos seem more fun. We'll go casinos.
And 2, Michael Jordan or LeBron James in Space Jam?
Michael Jordan, come on. LeBron James does not have Space Jam.
Yet.
What do you mean he does?
It's the new one.
Oh, please.
I literally watched the trailer today. Yeah.
It will never replace Michael Jordan.
Well, that's true. I agree with you.
Never.
Clearly someone wasn't paying attention to our text thread today.
You guys are on mute.
Wow.
Dang. Wow.
That's offensive.
Some of us work for a living.
And are clearly replaced.
Did you work today?
On Saturdays? I'm joking.
Some of us work on Saturdays.
Some of you do. All right.
I think actually all of us work today.
I definitely did not work today.
Nope, I didn't.
You did.
Jerks.
I did.
I worked on this bracket today. Does that count?
That does count.
Okay, fair enough. Then I did work.
Cynics
today.
Is the real winner here.
Nice. Yeah, I guess I get the final word. No. Okay, so you know what? I'm going to go with Edson.
Yes.
Making himself known in a room.
Somebody get that dump button ready.
We used it all up.
So Edson will get the final word at the end of today's episode. And now, without further ado, we're going to start this bracket. So, folks who have been listening to the show pretty much know how we do things. We have 16 or so contestants, and we usually have been doing best, right? Like best Batman villain, best, etc. This time, we're mixing things up. So, we have 16 teams. And we're defining a team as four or more members. Sound good to everybody?
Yes.
So no trios, okay? Powerpuff Girls, not in this bracket. So teams of four or more individuals. And what we're doing is, so we've randomized the matchups, but instead of just picking which one's the best, we have a series of qualifying events that you're going to have to argue between the two groups.
I like it.
Okay? And it'll make more sense as we go along, but we're just going to launch right into this thing, if you guys are ready.
Let's do it.
And we're going to make it happen. So, I've shuffled my deck of random events here, and we're going to get started with matchup number one. We have Mystery Inc. versus the Toon Squad back on Space Jam in synchronized swimming.
All right.
So, I could just see Scooby-Doo doing the doggy paddle.
That's the only thing he can do.
Yes, but then all the rest of them can easily synchronize with him in doing it.
Like, that's not a good show, though.
But right. how are you going to sync up like Tasmanian Devil? There's no synchronization to that.
I mean, he can move normally. He is half the time a tornado.
So what if he just spins in the middle, causing a whirlpool? And everybody else not swimming.
I was going to say, that's synchronized drowning.
Listen,
as long as they're synchronized, that's a better show than Doggy Paddle.
Right, because Daphne's not going to get her hair wet. Right, ooh. Velma's going to be complaining the whole time.
Well, don't they wear swim caps
anyway?
They're
both going to wear swim caps, and you really are going to limit Scooby that you think he can only do one stroke?
Yeah, come on.
Have you not ever watched Mystery Inc.? Like, have you seen the stuff that dog can do?
I mean, he can speak. He can do lots of things
for a Scooby snack.
That's right.
That's fair.
Yeah, come on. I'm taking Mystery Inc. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, I'm ready to vote.
Wow.
Josh, you got more to say?
You have to have a better argument.
I feel like I'm not going to be able to beat this argument other than I think you guys are ridiculous.
We're also counting out Michael Jordan here.
Right.
He is part of the Toon Squad.
Yes, he is.
That's true.
Yes.
Sure. No,
who also sucked at baseball.
We already watched his baseball career, so we know what happens when he steps outside of basketball.
But here's the thing.
And Bill Murray.
He wasn't that bad.
We know that everybody in Mystery Inc. has the ability to swim.
Really? I don't think Shaggy can actually swim. He's not really of sound mind.
Again, for a Scooby snack.
But no, okay, but you have people who can swim, and you have a dog who can swim. I don't know if rabbits can swim. I don't know that Tasmanian devils can swim. They do, and they have
humanoid arms.
Yeah, right. they're anthropomorphic.
Their feet are basically
beings,
flippers.
But like Granny?
Are we taking the starting five or the whole team?
Yeah, she probably does those calisthenic ones. So.
Mm. Yeah,
it's called synchronized swimming. They all have to be able to swim, and they all have to be able to do something.
Don't a bunch of old ladies do the water aerobics?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
But you can't get Tasmanian Devil to follow along with that.
Or Daffy to do anything with bugs.
And I think you could get Mystery Inc. like crushing that all together.
They do work together.
They do.
Together better.
Yes.
Yeah. Together.
Together better.
Together better.
Yeah. Any final thoughts before we vote?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go clockwise from me, John Dobson.
Mystery Inc.
Edson.
Mystery Inc.
Josh.
Yeah, Mystery Inc.
There you go. Guys?
Mystery Inc.
Mystery Inc.
Boom.
Like, zoink, Scoob. We got to get out of here.
On. All right. Next up, we have the Guardians of the Galaxy versus the Fantastic Four. In parkour.
Oh. Mr. Fantastic.
That's okay. It. Are you
Mr.
keeping
Fantastic.
Track?
But Rocket.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. When he's hopping around the trees.
Yeah.
Right? And he's
raccoons
bouncing
are fast,
off their heads.
Man.
Planting the...
Is Groot an adult? I feel like that matters.
Yeah, the state of Groot makes a difference here.
Whatever you guys want.
I think he's an adult.
But I think whatever you pick, you got to stick with it for however long the Guardians are in this
Baby
bracket.
Groot's got those dance moves.
Yeah, but he's stuck in a pot. Toddler Groot is your best option.
Toddler Groot.
I don't know if he's still technically called Baby Groot at that point. But.
Guardians 2 Groot?
Yeah, Guardians 2 Groot.
Yeah. Not Infinity War. That Groot sucks.
We need to decide if we're going Baby or Adult Groot.
Well, I mean, we can pick any Groot we want, really.
At
so it doesn't
any
have
time?
To be like when he's in a pot or as a full grown. He could be in between.
Teenage Groot?
Teenage Groot.
Yeah, Adolescent Groot is
teenage
in...
Groot doesn't... Teenage Groot is way too cool for
He doesn't listen. Right. It's he doesn't
true.
Do anything.
He just plays video games.
He doesn't do anything.
I'm just saying it's an option.
I so wish this matchup, like this scenario involved The Office.
Parkour.
Parkour.
Parkour. Parkour. Parkour.
But it doesn't.
So. All right. Doesn't. So I think we go with adult Groot then. But that's my vote. Okay. Adult Groot?
Adult Groot.
Adult Groot.
That's fine. Okay.
Adult Groot.
It's adult Groot for the rest of however long the Guardians are present in this bracket.
I think I'm going to take the Guardians. So Mr. Fantastic would obviously maybe be the greatest parkour athlete of all time in so many ways.
But what? But, he's just stretching
but
everywhere.
But the thing is there.
Yeah. Ooh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, like, he's flipping over stuff despite his stretchiness. Like, he's definitely moving.
I just feel like he's cheating the whole time.
No, you know who's cheating? Invisible Girl. We can't see what she's doing.
I don't even know that she's doing anything.
Right.
That's fair.
That she'd be like, end up over, like, 12 feet away. Ta-da!
So we've got at least one cheater on the Fantastic Four.
I mean, Drax is also invisible.
He has to stay very still for that. And you can't be still during parkour.
True.
Yeah. I'm taking the Guardians.
I think the Guardians are definitely a better
parkour really struggle.
Yeah, he would just destroy whatever he's landing
on. So would Star-Lord, but...
I don't know.
He's got the rockets. He also has those dance moves, right?
True.
He's got good dance moves. That's
I really feel like you've got the rabbit who's freaking awesome. You can do
sweet
trash panda.
Trash panda.
Is that better?
You guys ready to vote?
No, it's worse. It's so much worse.
All right,
I'm ready.
Reverse. Matt.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
John Avery.
Guardians.
Josh.
Samesies.
There you go, fellas.
I'm going to give Fantastic Four a vote.
Respect.
I'm not. Guardians.
Guardians. Nice. Okay, next up, we have the A-Team versus Ocean's 11. Beauty pageant.
I'm sorry, hold on. Wait. Edson and I were singing the theme song. It's A-Team versus who?
Ocean's 11.
I'm ready to vote.
Beauty
George
pageant.
George Clooney, Brad Pitt. Come on.
What was the scenario?
Beauty pageant.
Beauty pageant?
Oof. Yeah.
Oh, Ocean's
11. You
got 11.
Face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got face.
Yeah, but then you also have Hannibal.
And B.A. Baracus?
Yeah.
It's Ocean's 11.
It's Ocean's 11. This is no contest.
No, it's not.
I bet you Mr. T could strut.
That's what I'm saying.
The guys in Ocean's 11, though, they have so much swag.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah. That goes a long way.
Man, I really
Ruben?
Like...
Have you seen Ruben? I mean, come on.
But I mean, Face is...
You look at the
I mean,
whole team.
Name,
the whole team.
Right. His name is
Both
Face
teams.
For a reason, right?
Right.
But the other guys drag him down.
You think so?
I do.
I don't know, man. I always thought that Hannibal was like this was just a stud of a guy.
I don't see why we're still talking
about
this.
Matt Damon.
George Clooney.
Yeah, I wouldn't include Matt Damon in there.
Carl Reiner still looks good for his age, man.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I get you. But he's still better looking.
If I woke up one morning and I looked like him, I wouldn't be sad.
Right, but if you woke up one morning. Right, so if you woke up one morning looking like Mr. T, you might be concerned.
I would be sad about it.
Right, I would pity you, fool.
Yeah.
So.
You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to skip all around. Edson.
A-Team.
A-Team. John Avery.
I think I'm going A-Team.
Wow. Oh, you didn't catch.
I appreciate that.
John Dobson.
Ocean's 11.
Matt Swearingen.
Ocean's 11.
Josh.
Ocean's 11.
Oh, there it goes.
I don't even think it's close.
That was closer than I thought it was going to be.
Unless it's Bank Heist, any other matchup, and I would have picked. Yes. A-Team, but in a beauty pageant.
Shooting contest? Wait, no. No.
A-Team.
Well,
well, coolest van. A-Team would win
that's
that.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Against Mr. Inc?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, actually.
All right,
that
next
black
up,
van with the red stripe.
Next up, we got the Teen Titans versus X-Men. And, yes, there are like a billion X-Men, okay? The greatest of all time, X-Men. All right. You guys already know who they are. In
Jubilee?
Alpine skiing.
X-Men versus Teen Titans and Alpine skiing.
Or we can redraw. Right, well,
no redrawing. That's fantastic.
Raven doesn't touch the ground. So
we're not drawing from anything.
Yeah.
These are already.
I mean, I wrote these down.
Starfly.
They are in
Starfire
a stack of
Starflyer.
Papers.
Starflyer.
So Robin's Starfire. Athletic.
Robin.
So they're all superheroes.
Athletic.
They're all athletic.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of which X-Men.
I do kind of want to see Beast.
Well, he's
Professor
a legendary gymnastics dude, right?
Like, yeah, so I could
super
see
super agile.
Yeah.
Really light in his feet.
I just want to see it.
Yeah, right. Come on.
Iceman's on the original X-Men, right?
Yeah.
Because
that's
his domain.
Yeah. I would love to see Wolverine strapped into a pair of skis. I mean, he's Canadian, so.
Right?
That's true.
He probably knows how.
That's how he gets to work. So.
Oh, man.
I mean, Storm you got cause... X in the wheelchair, though. Just
okay, well, here's the deal. So this Ooh. Is a...
Wait.
Does Professor X ruin
Xavier,
the whole thing?
Does he actually participate in the whole Alpine skiing thing?
He's one of the quintessential X-Men.
Is he the coach?
They're taking
or
an L, guys.
Is he the coach?
You can put skis onto a wheelchair and slide him down.
This isn't the Special Olympics.
Hey, I mean...
It's different.
Okay, so here's the thing. He can still participate, but it's up to you guys how well he's going to do.
He's not going to do
say
well.
Not well.
He's skiing, though.
He can't walk.
Everyone's skiing.
Even if you put skis on the wheelchair, it's not ending well. I know you can literally get down the mountain, but it's not ending well.
Okay, but I would watch it over and over and over again.
But I think the Teen Titans would be a better alpine skiing team.
Disagree. Why do you think they would be?
Because more of them can ski.
We don't know that.
Professor X can't ski.
You have a
There's
demon,
only five of them.
An alien.
Teen Titans.
And a robot.
Cyborg, not robot. Yeah. Also, yeah. Was an athlete,
yeah.
Right. So like,
and now is even is more athletic because athletic. Of his cybernetic enhancements.
And then Beast Boy. What's Beast Boy going to turn into?
Anything he wants.
I mean, to be fair, he could just...
To be fair.
As a human.
he could ski as a human.
I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Or he could turn into a Yeti, which is, you know...
Still doesn't know how to ski.
In the mountains.
Yeah, it's in the mountains, but...
He doesn't even need the skis at that point. He can just slide down on his bare feet.
Yeah.
So he's a bear now?
Sure.
Yeah, he's Beast Boy.
Oh, it's Yeti feet. That's better.
Yeah, Yeti feet.
Thank you.
I don't know why my first thought was that he was going to be a moose. I don't know why.
Again, I would watch that.
That does not work well.
A moosin.
Robin would be an incredible skier.
Robin,
oh, yeah,
yes.
Easily.
Yes. Super agile.
Because he's hyper-competitive.
Yeah,
he would have to win because otherwise he would lose his mind.
He would lose.
I feel like Raven would be a pretty good skier.
I feel like Raven would be a pretty good skier. Starfire would be a good skier.
Starfire too.
Yeah.
I feel like you have four out of the five of the Teen Titans would be
good at
probably really good at this event.
Beast
as
Boy,
opposed to
still and, probably okay.
And Beast Boy, I think even Beast Boy would be fine. Whereas with the X-Men, I don't know, man. I don't see
Wolverine wouldn't do it.
I don't care that he's Canadian. He wouldn't do it.
No.
He just wouldn't do it. He'd just be like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. He'd like just chop the skis up.
We
with
are forcing
Nightcrawler
them all to do
would
it.
Be amazing at it.
No, Nightcrawler would start at the top and poof, there he is at the bottom.
Winner.
He didn't ski. It doesn't.
He didn't ski. It doesn't.
And
yeah.
Then, yeah,
like
so
Starfire isn't
so,
going to fly.
Okay, now let's talk
you
about
know,
this
gotta
here.
Ski.
Okay, are we saying that this is a competition to where these are two teams going against each other in an alpine skiing competition?
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't that what we just said?
So shut face.
I believe that's exactly what the matchup was.
So what that means is that Storm could cause a blizzard and knock all the Teen Titans. Clear off the mountain
no,
anyway.
No, because Starfire is, I mean, like, she's super strong, and I think
she can
be fine.
Fly. And,
as
they're not using their powers. They're skiing.
Whoa, what do you mean? They're not using their powers now?
They can use their powers to ski. So,
yeah.
Like, she'd be a great skier because she could, like.
Like, yeah, Starfire's not flying.
There's no, it's not a sport. You're not playing defense.
Well, I didn't. Of course it's not
That's
a sport.
Fair.
No, it's true.
Well, if she's using her power to cause a blizzard to knock everybody else off the mountain, then she's playing defense.
Yeah, they ain't skiing at that point.
Depending on which
maybe
team you're
Storm
on, that's either
up.
Cheating or a very unfortunate
yeah,
happenstance.
Maybe Blizzard just happens. You don't know. Things happen. It's winter.
You guys ready to go?
I'm ready to
I'm
go.
Gonna force
I'm ready
him
to go.
All right, we're going to go clockwise again. John Dobson.
Teen Titans.
Edson.
Go!
Teen Titans. Josh.
X-Men.
John Avery.
Teen Titans.
Matt.
Teen Titans.
4-1.
Blizzard.
All right, next up we have The Incredibles versus the Fellowship of the Ring.
Ooh, what are they doing?
Log rolling.
I actually think the Hobbits would be really good at this.
Yeah, I actually
yes,
think
yeah.
Right,
I was kind of thinking that.
I'm just making sure I'm thinking of this correctly. What is log rolling?
That's where the logs are in the water and you're standing on it, running on it.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Yeah, but
but nobody else can keep up with him, though. He'd go fast, but who else can... I mean, I guess Violet
here's
could
a quick
create
question.
A force field
oh,
around
yeah,
it.
That would be interesting.
And it's up to you guys. Okay. Do you want to include Jack?
Yes.
Or not?
Yeah, he's
yeah,
part
it means
okay,
one of them.
Then he's part of
it. Now, is this like one-on-one elimination, or is it the whole team is on one log and whoever stays up the longest?
Ooh. That's a good question. I mean, you could argue each team member has a big log.
I personally, as someone who's never log rolled.
Really?
Really? I just thought.
Do we have a clear understanding of what log rolling is?
Yes, I think we do. I do.
I thought I did until you asked that question.
Exactly. I thought the same thing.
So it's a sport in which two contestants stand on a floating log and try to knock each other off by spinning it with their feet.
Right.
So it's one on one.
It's one on one.
Correct. Okay.
So it may not be team based then.
You are only spinning the log to knock the other contestant off.
Right.
Correct.
And you're only using your feet.
But just
so
because
Dash wins the whole thing.
No, I don't think
but
so.
But Dash
because,
can't go up against everybody.
Because he also doesn't necessarily have the weight. Well, so just because he's fast doesn't mean he can make the log spin.
I think when you're moving that fast, you're spinning anything.
Yeah, and if it's going to go like necessary. Bracket style, like
he
we
can
do.
Run on water.
Yeah, I was going to say he can run on water. He was the boat.
Yes,
runner.
But that has to do with speed. That doesn't have to do with. With weight, there's still, you know, laws of physics as far as weight.
Question
concerned.
Of weight ratio.
Yeah, so if you go up against, I don't know, a dwarf, who
but the force
heavy,
you can generate
you get
by to accelerate at those speeds.
Okay, but so here's the deal, though. It's going to have to be Dash versus Frodo, right?
Dash.
And then it's going to be Violet versus Samwise, and right, like,
yeah.
It can't be just Dash doing all of it. So
but
he's going to win.
If he keeps
one.
Winning, eventually he will be the winner.
But my point
giving
is,
it to the Incredibles.
In order for Dash to develop.
In a
generate.
Tournament, I would take him ultimately.
Yeah, that's the part I don't understand. I don't
over
know,
Gandalf?
I don't know how you compete.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah,
is
Gandalf?
Gandalf really part of the Fellowship?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. I mean,
he could be like, you shall not pass.
Gimli's just going to chop off the head of somebody. So
just cut the log.
Right. Yeah.
Here's my axe.
I guess. I don't know. I'm...
Yeah,
I get
what you're saying.
Like
that.
We're having a log rolling conversation,
but I really don't
like
feel
not, you can't. You, they can't chop people's heads off,
right?
Like,
but I also don't feel
it.
Yes, I agree. We got to stay on the topic. Like,
develop.
No, we're not chopping the logs.
Because
we're just doing
just
the log
because you can develop the speed to move, right? Means you, the log still has to be able to start moving. So if you have something that weighs more than you do, I don't care how fast you can move, you can't make the log also move at your speed.
I'm sure kids log
without
roll.
Him taking off.
What?
There's got to be a...
Yeah. And, well, and I mean, also, hobbits walk around barefoot. Like, they have very strong feet. So I think like, they're going to have very good control. They're going to have good strength
okay,
in their
feet.
Okay,
but if we're having a weight conversation there, the hobbits are going to get destroyed. This is the same argument,
have you
right?
Seen
right.
Are
Incredible?
They, though? Because you've
they're
two
so
of the Incredibles
small.
Are... And how does Jack-Jack play into this?
Yeah.
He's going to lose his round. It's fine.
And Violet
and the hobbits are going to
lose
their. But
that's the thing, like, but,
so it depends. Like, if they're up against Mr. Incredible,
Violet with the force field is.
I'd pick Hobbit
one,
over
though.
Mr. Incredible.
What's
any of the four hobbits over Mr. Incredible? I feel like
you would take any of the. Is that what you said?
I'm saying like I feel like a hobbit would win against Mr. Incredible.
Really?
But for example,
well, yes,
I feel like
that's a balance issue. That,
how would they move?
It's the exact
how would they move
same
the log
argument.
Right. Exact same argument.
He's pushing it.
How would
he's
they move?
Move
how
incredible.
Would they move the log even a millimeter?
Right. He's so big.
Well, because he's so big, he's going to have to hold. You're telling me that he's going
so
to be able to
stay
on the log.
If Dash is
moving.
Smart, though, he can let the hobbit start moving the log, and once it's going,
that's true.
He just
can,
goes with it,
and then
okay, I can go
then
with that. I can go with that.
Then he's got it.
Gimli's falling off. Legolas
Gimli's
is
falling off.
Legolas will win, except Legolas Dash,
I
guess.
I have had enough of this slander on Gimli, okay?
Dude, I love Gimli, but he's falling off.
Do you know that they're natural-born sprinters? They're very dangerous over short distances.
I respect
would be
that
a boss,
quote right
but
there.
I don't,
oh, yeah, Legolas would be a boss.
I don't see him taking out Dash either.
He's going to outsmart him. That's what he's going to have to do. In order to beat him, he couldn't out-hustle him. He's going to have to outsmart him.
Which seems harder than it looks. I've been watching the same log-rolling competition for the last... minute, and I don't know how you stand for more than 10 seconds on a log.
Yeah,
first gets
this is a tough one.
So, Mr. Incredible's not like this bumbling oaf.
No,
I didn't think. I,
mean,
think that he
I think
is.
Part of it is just their design, right?
I
like,
think,
but
I also,
huge
I think he
upper
would,
body
like,
and tiny little. Legs,
I think it would
know?
Be a good matchup between like him and Aragorn.
That'd be a great match.
Like I think that'd be a good matchup.
Or Boromir.
Yeah, like. But
yeah, I don't know how any hobbit is going to move the log at all on anybody.
I really don't think that
they're not going to be like that much lighter. They're probably heavier than the kids,
right?
Like I think if they go up against Violet or
I don't know. When I watch it,
Dash.
They're so tiny.
Like, about half.
Well,
size.
When I watch those movies,
they're about
like,
well,
child
the TV's
sized.
Really far away.
Move
closer to the TV, they get bigger.
Okay.
I don't know. They're bigger. Are they bigger than dwarves?
No.
Hobbits are smaller.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they might be a little
size.
Taller, but they're not as stout.
I was going to say the dwarves are heavy. Like,
well,
yeah, like some Gimli's fall.
Someone find a picture of the kid standing next to Mrs. Right. Incredible versus the kid standing next to.
I mean, he's an elementary schooler or maybe a sixth grader, but he's small.
I'm going to give you guys 15 seconds.
I still
final,
don't know.
Final like, thoughts. This is a weird one.
If speed really would do it, I think Dash would use his speed. Like once somebody else gets the log rolling,
yeah,
I whatever think he could use.
They're going to get it going.
Yeah, he's just going to take it off.
I'm swayed by that argument. And then I'm actually swayed by that argument.
Yeah, think about how slow it would feel like it was going for him too.
Yeah,
like you're trying to like trick him and like make it go anywhere. Like it's like this is, I can run on the water.
Okay, so hold on, I need clarification on this. Are we doing this as a tournament style, or is it if there's six and six? They get head to head, and whoever, whatever team
it's
wins the most out of the six.
A very number of people, so I think you have to do tournament style.
Yeah,
there's way more.
Then I would go with Dash. If it's if you're gonna say Violet against,
I guess
right,
Legolas. Gimli, and yeah. then you know what I mean. But that's mm-hmm. their only round they get, and so they each
best
get one round. Yeah, it's the best of six. Then I think the Fellowship has a chance. Then, but if you're gonna do a tournament, then yeah, I don't think anybody's gonna be able to beat Dash.
How many people are in the Fellowship?
Shall I listen for you?
you got Frodo, the four hobbits.
Sam, Merry, Pippin, Gandalf, Aragorn, Legolas, Gimli, did I say Boromir already?
No.
I don't know.
Boromir, Gandalf.
You said Gandalf.
So
you said nine. So there's nine.
It sound like words.
It's nine, I think, and I was pretty sure it was nine to begin with. But
yeah.
Okay. Versus so yeah, five. You can't do head up because it's nine on
unless
five.
You just say best five of the Fellowship.
Right. Or even six and you add Frozone in there.
Yeah, he's an honorary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is Edna Mode?
No, I'm ready to go.
I was going to say Edna.
Put him on the team.
Mode.
I'm ready. Well, I'm ready.
It's whatever you guys want, but we're going to go with it. So okay. I'm going to start across from me, Josh.
I'm going to go with Dash. Doing okay. it that way, the way you guys explained it, it's Dash.
John Avery.
Man, I love the Fellowship, but it's the Incredibles.
And Edson.
No, I'm with Avery, and I love the Fellowship, but it's the Incredibles.
That it is. Guys?
I'll give the Fellowship one.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was an interesting one.
Still counts as one.
I will not.
I learned a lot about log rolling, so
yeah,
very educational.
John and I were watching a video clip over here.
It was like it's 2 minutes before anyone fell, and they were like, now we're going yeah. this way? No, switch it. Oh,
it's all sorts of strategy, back and forth, yeah. and yeah. stop the log on them.
At
but it also looks really painful when you fall.
Now, if you had Treebeard yeah. in there.
Oh, Treebeard, dude.
He's
in tune
you're
with
running
the
on your cousin or something?
You're running on Treebeard.
Or would be crying because the tree is dead.
Right. Right. Now, I swear I randomized these. I swear I did. But we have the Justice League versus the Avengers.
Nice.
Yes. I swear I randomized them, though.
I know who I'm picking.
And for clarification, this is the animated series Justice League and the MCU Original Six Avengers. Okay? And let me draw from my stack
cartoons
here.
Win every time.
Weaponized go-kart racing.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so who is in the animated Justice League?
Batman, who drives a weaponized go-kart.
Is Cyborg in it as well?
No, Cyborg's not in it.
No, so it's
Superman, Wonder Woman,
Batman,
Green Lantern. Green Arrow.
Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter.
Green Arrow's not in the original.
Picturing the Hawk.
He's in Justice League Unlimited.
Oh.
Yeah. Flash is the
best. That's
last.
My
bad. Flash.
Yeah.
Did you catch all that?
Yes.
Is
yeah,
Hawkgirl or Hawkman
okay.
in the original?
Hawkgirl, yes.
Hawk did Tony okay. Stark
I was thinking
design
about Iron Man. Yeah.
their weaponized go-karts? Because if
importantly,
he
did Hammer design DC's go-karts?
Because
they
Hammer.
Won't work then.
I thought Hammer was hilarious.
I had in my head we were just going to go like... Everybody's driving.
It's Mario Kart.
It's Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. So you got shells and bananas and
right. Yeah, it's okay. Mario. It's Mario Kart, but everybody has the same possible tools available.
Okay.
I agree. So it's more about someone's ability to operate and
operate set.
Win.
Yes.
Weapon. I want to see.
Batman still does the most driving here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I think of Stark
who gets driven around everywhere.
No, he doesn't.
He drives himself.
He races happy to
that's
the
right.
airport.
He does. He does. To,
for some reason,
driving.
The billionaires so drive the most.
He drives a lot. You've got Steve, who's great on a motorcycle.
Not an option. You have go-karts.
Well, that's an option.
I mean, Mario Kart has bikes. But
they're go-karts, though.
Yep.
Is a pilot and also good on a motorcycle. So you've got at least three people that can drive.
John Clint Stewart was a pilot, wasn't he? Well, you know, he was a Marine. Hal Jordan's a pilot.
Regardless, he's probably not bad.
Yeah, Hawkeye can. He's a pilot.
Yep. And great aim. So he's not going to miss the weapons.
Hulk.
Smash. Is funny. Right?
Yeah.
I can just see the go-kart.
I mean, if Donkey Kong can do it, Hawk can do it.
Yeah, he would like, smash his own go-kart and then be out of it right away.
So yeah, Batman, driving skills known. Wonder Woman flies the invisible jet. I don't know how much that plays into it, but she pilots.
She's a pilot.
She's a pilot. She's a pilot.
Mm-hmm. Skilled pilot. Just like,
I feel like Thor can only pilot his hammer.
Right.
Can he just hold on to the hammer?
No, he's got to drive the car.
Go-kart.
You got to drive the car.
In a weaponized go-kart, I don't like.
Got to drive the car.
Yeah. So we're saying that they're not utilizing their powers, though, right?
Correct.
So Superman can't just drive up behind somebody and shoot laser eyes in the cart, right? Yeah, so that's out.
I feel like the Justice League has more normal-sized people.
His response time.
Yeah.
Like his reaction time would be excellent.
Counts.
Would be excellent. Yeah. Just like the Flash, right? Like the Flash you would think would be good at this.
Oh, the Flash would be so frustrating, though, because you're going so slow.
Oh, you'd be so slow.
I don't know if response time
really
helps all
that much.
You just
get out and pick up the go-kart.
I mean, I guess because you're still the go-kart itself is going to be slow. So your response time can be great, but it doesn't mean it's going to get out of the way of
It's going to be slow till you get that star power.
So my point
It's a good point.
No, yeah, because Superman's going to go, oh, I'm going to move out of the way of them shooting at me, but the go-kart's not going to move, not as fast as he wants it to.
Yeah.
What about Jean? Is he
he could just phase out.
Yeah, can he phase the go-kart?
Can he drive the go-kart?
He can technically phase the go-kart.
I mean, that's
Are we
still,
allowing that? I mean, it's part of the go-kart,
that's
right?
Up to you guys.
I'm going
to
say yes.
I say yes.
I say yes.
This
it's a little
this
bit of a trump
topic
card, but
isn't
I say
going
yes.
to reappear, so it's right. just for this matchup.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he can phase the go-kart because, like, that's something he could do without leaving the go-kart that would...
It's not an external force on
It's not an external force on anybody else's, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Here's why I feel like Batman is the ace in the hole for the Justice League is that he is the one who knows how to beat all opponents with just... essentially just his brain. And he already drives, like I said, a weaponized go-kart. So,
yeah, I'm going to take the Justice League on this one.
You guys ready to go? I'm ready to go.
I don't know. So I think Superman is negated. Flash is negated. They're just dudes now because they can't – nothing – right?
That's
but so is Hawkeye. Hawkeye's aim is going to be really good, but his driving skills, who cares? Natasha's aim is good as well.
Good driving skills too.
But Hulk Thor's, and Thor are useless.
Hulk and Thor are just – drive
right they're just dudes
Hulk and
Captain
Thor.
America is not I mean he can drive a motorcycle but that
Captain
doesn't
America.
Make him
well he drives his motorcycle and throws a shield
that's true
from the
and
motorcycle.
Throws a motorcycle
and throws a motorcycle
yeah
so I don't think Captain America is going to be any better at weaponized go-karts than Superman
I agree
no.
with that.
He
yeah.
would be able to have the shield
so it's going to come down to Stark and Batman the billionaires that drive around
right
yeah and I'm taking Batman on that anyway,
well and Martian Manhunter who can phase out.
Phase his
so, like, you can't.
Two on
him.
One.
So, yeah, I think Justice League.
I was going to put it out there. Anybody for the Avengers?
You got one for the Avengers.
Weaponized go-kart
yep.
racing. Okay. I'm going to count that as a 4-1. For the Justice League.
Boom.
Yes.
Animated Justice League.
Okay. Against the Avengers. Hate
Next
it.
Up.
I'm sorry, Tony Stark.
Yeah, Channel 4 okay. News
there
team
goes our MCU
versus the Parks Department. I swear these were randomized. I swear they were. Twister.
okay. Well.
Oh man. Gotta break this down.
Jerry Terry Larry's not getting through Twister.
That's
no,
true.
No.
I don't know. Did you see him make breakfast
you mean
in
Gary?
His house?
That's true.
Wait, who's Gary?
But neither is neither's Brick. What? He's gonna touch the
neither
wrong
is
color.
Champ Kind.
Yeah. Champ's really dumb.
You got chubby Chris Pratt.
Look, they're all dumb, okay?
Yeah. He's most dumb.
Right.
He's,
I know.
I mean, Brick killed a guy.
I saw that. Yeah, I think Andy is actually probably really good at Twister.
Yeah, I could see that.
Hmm. Like, he's a really good rollerblader. Right.
True.
So, yep. I think he's one of those guys that's going to surprise you with what he's able to do.
I think Chris Traeger would be really good.
Oh.
He doesn't work in the Parks Department.
That's true. He doesn't.
Ooh.
Like he's.
Yeah. So I guess Andy.
No, you're right.
Okay.
He doesn't
Wait,
work.
Andy.
No.
Andy does.
And Perkins.
Correct.
And Perkins is a part of the Parks Department.
No, she's not.
She's
part of the health
department.
No, but she's a part of their crew, though.
She's not part of the Parks Department.
Yeah, yeah, like
crew, but she's not part of the Parks Department. Ever.
Leslie gets
Tom
her
Haverford,
job in the building, but
dance.
I don't think she's.
He's got flex.
Tom Haverford is so small, and I feel like
he's got a reach problem.
Well, I feel like he'd be fine, honestly.
Because he could be underneath everyone practically.
Yeah.
So does he lose points though for calling it Twisty Twist color?
I feel like that adds points.
Is it color reach? Like, I don't know what he's going to call it, but it's not going to be Twister.
Twist yourself.
I feel like
she's
Leslie
definitely
Nope
going to offend Veronica Corningstone, and she's going to leave.
Oh, 100%.
Like, 100%. Yep. He's going to, like...
Which
yeah.
is a forfeit.
Yes. No, absolutely.
I feel like Leslie Nope would be so competitive at this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She's honestly the ace in the hole. Like, yes. Above all of them.
Like, I think Donna would surprise us.
I think
Yeah.
I agree. I feel like that if this were an episode, right, you know, you'd see everyone bumbling around, and then all of a sudden you'd see Donna be like, I've been playing Twister for years or whatever. Right? It's like, I'm so good at this game. And then she
I
just
play
destroys
Twister every
everyone.
Thursday.
Yeah.
With Genuine.
That would totally be
Genuine.
Something like
I'm taking the Parks Department in
yeah,
this.
Yeah, me too. Parks Department.
Yep. I think the only
John
person who actually... I'm not going to say this because I don't want to be sacrilegious. I just feel like Ron Swanson would probably be the worst person on.
Shut your mouth.
Not worse than Jerry.
Ron Swanson can do anything.
Yeah. No, I think he would be worse.
Jerry's on there, man.
He would refuse.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Either just not participate at all or he would be really good at it. Those are the only two options.
Yeah. All I'm picturing him is him like in his little round desk just doing.
Oh, it's so.
He's a circle spinner.
As Leslie's walking around him going like, you want to play? You want to play? You want to play?
Ron, come on.
Come on, Ron.
Okay. Anybody for Channel 4 News Team?
No.
But I do want to watch Brick try to play.
Oh, it's odd. Watch the crap
he
out
would
of
definitely
any
touch
of these.
The wrong color.
What are the chances that Brick is colorblind? I feel like it's high.
Okay, Parks Department takes that one, 5-0. That was fun. I liked that one. And the final matchup of round one, we have Power Rangers versus us.
Us!
Oh!
The Whatever Fights
is,
of the Round Table Idiots is the 16th.
All right.
And we're definitely the 16th seed.
We're not the two.
No.
Race where all contestants are riding horses.
They're going to slaughter us, guys.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I was national champion equestrian rider.
I don't think you even said that right. It's not believable.
I mean, Josh, you have experience in this from the old days.
But we were in chariots. So I wasn't actually riding the
horse.
Were
they on fire?
So, no.
Oh, no. We're getting whooped so hard on this.
Yeah.
This is...
We've
Are
never
we
seen
really
any of them
the Power
ride a
Rangers.
Horse.
Really? Just, we had to go against the Power Rangers. The Power Rangers don't know how to ride a horse.
It was randomized.
Listen,
you know,
if there's a horse there, I'm not riding it, but I am petting it and hanging out with it and talking to it. And I don't really need to ride it all that much. I just want to hang out with it.
What was the competition? They're
again?
All a lot
horse
more
riding.
Athletic than me.
Horse race.
Horse race.
Have you seen the Power Rangers? Like, they're like a bunch of nerds. And
but they're
stuff
also
and,
smaller than us. And so if it's a horse race,
jockeys are always small.
Jockeys are tiny, right?
Yes.
Like, how many of us can actually get on a horse and not hurt it?
Like honestly, horse. Should I carry the horse?
I mean,
I don't know.
Okay, horses are really strong.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're right, but like,
yeah, I feel like you're underestimating the horse.
Nay.
Had to happen. Oh, we got so close, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
And,
well,
I'm ready to vote on that one.
You guys are ready? Anybody else have any insights? Any secret horse riding abilities?
I mean, I've actually ridden horses before.
I have too when I was young, but it's been over a decade. I don't know.
Is this like if one of us wins the race, we all win kind of scenario? Can we bet on Edson? Like, is that?
I mean, okay, so
I'm not the smallest one here, though.
Pretty similar size teams, right?
Oh, okay.
They're pretty close. So I'd say the most if you have all contestants racing, right? Like the top finishers, right? Like,
listen, if you guys were, if it was a matter of us winning, I would go all out. I would sacrifice.
I say, how dirty are we playing here?
Yeah, I don't see how the Power Rangers would actually be that. I mean, they're used to like robots and.
But they're really athletic.
No robot horses.
Yeah.
I don't know that you need a super amount of athleticism.
What's that?
To ride a horse.
To not fall off the horse?
Yeah.
Sure.
As long as you got a saddle.
Yeah, you got a saddle.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, it takes a lot of core strength, so I'm out.
I just don't. I don't see myself beating a Power Ranger at anything.
Period.
I feel
end
like
sentence.
I feel like yeah. this is the one thing I'd have a chance.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like
cereal
this
eating
is one
contest,
of them.
Maybe.
One of the things I feel like I could actually win.
Yeah.
So what makes it? What makes you think that you've ridden a horse one time that you'd win a race?
No, it's been more than one time. One time. I've been horseback riding.
Power Rangers are stupid. I'm voting for us.
Yes. Yeah. Let's be real. We're the main event.
Oh man, nicely done. Nicely done.
Like Google Power Rangers horses. There are shots of them riding horses.
There are.
I don't know how well they're riding them. But
what exactly did you Google?
Power Rangers horses.
Can you please Google Fight to the Round Table horses?
Yes.
See if you see any pictures.
Yeah, see
Come
a
on.
Victory.
We're like one
flag.
Or two letters away from Knights of the Round Table, and they rode horses. So
yeah, basically,
you know what?
We've got that going for us.
You know what?
Just call.
I feel like
now.
That. I'm ready
honestly,
to vote.
We're probably gonna win here.
Yeah, we are. Also, we're voting. So
fair enough.
Completely
right,
impartial
Dobson.
Judges. I say that
officially, John Dobson. Where
Fights
you
of the Round Table, all the way.
Completely agree,
Josh.
I'm.
Sorry, this is my fault.
Yes, so, I saw that.
There's
one.
A picture that we're looking at right now of yes. a
Red Ranger
riding a horse. The horse is wearing a ranger helmet.
And he's carrying a sword.
And he's carrying a sword.
There's one of
so
all five of them with swords.
Less,
it's
100%
cool.
Less. I'm voting for that ranger on that horse to win it all.
There's one of all five of them on a horse with swords.
All right, so we've got two
John Avery?
Correct votes and then Josh.
Vote with my heart, and it's us.
Yes.
Okay. Matt, how would you have voted?
Well, since we already won, I'm going to vote and be honest here. Power Rangers destroy us in that race. Destroy us. It wasn't even close.
Right.
I fell off right at the start.
Dobson and I hung on.
I was going to say, some of us know how to ride a horse.
The idiots are moving on. We beat the Power Rangers. Good job. Okay.
I feel really good about
Round
that.
Round two. Mr. Ink versus Guardians of the Galaxy, escaping a temple full of booby traps after stealing a sacred idol.
Oh, I mean
Guardians.
Yeah,
that
he's
was
already done
look
it.
At the draw.
Right.
There.
Yeah.
That's
so,
Star Lord's got
love
from the Guardians,
but yeah, it's Guardians.
Yeah, jinkies.
I mean, if Star Lord didn't literally do that as a profession,
right?
We might need a little more conversation, but. That's the opening of Guardians
yeah, exactly.
1.
Pretty much all of Mystery Inc. feels clumsy to me.
Yes.
Like maybe everybody except for Fred.
Fred
sometimes.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're kind of like the zoinks and just everything misses.
Like
at least two of them always fall into some kind of trap.
Right.
Well, one of them's always stoned.
But
so that's probably
fine.
Why.
Zoinks.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no drug references.
No drug references in that show.
In that show at all.
Nope.
None
Scooby
whatsoever.
Snacks are made of perfectly good. Legal things. Okay. Anybody for Mystery Inc.? We're just going to put it out there.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Pity vote.
Respect.
Right. Yeah.
Guardians moving on, though. 4-1. Now we get into the really weird. Okay, so we got Ocean's 11 versus Teen Titans. Most Twitter followers.
Yeah. Got to be the Teen Titans.
Teen Titans.
It's the Teen Titans all day because Ocean's 11 are underground mostly.
Right.
Yeah, we're not talking about the actors.
Yeah,
it's the characters.
That's true.
So.
The characters
the superheroes are
going to
be.
That's true.
Versus superheroes.
Teenage
superheroes.
Yeah, with a giant T building. They're not trying to do this in
building.
Secret.
No.
Correct.
Yeah. No. And T.
This one's an easy
Twitter.
Fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Teen Titans.
That's right.
Teen Titans.
Twitter Titans.
Anybody for Ocean's 11?
No.
Okay.
Well, like Ocean's
Teen Titans
Zero.
Easy.
Okay.
Like Brad Pitt has any followers.
Ocean's 11 followers.
Live tweeting
like
their heists. Like
Brad Pitt or
totally
George Clooney have any Twitter followers.
Right. Next up, The Incredibles versus the Animated Justice League. Best Defender of a castle.
Wait, ooh. Wait. Who are the contestants again?
The Incredibles and the Animated Justice League.
It's the Justice League.
It's Justice League,
yeah. Because they're
better at everything that the Incredibles can do.
You have a living turret, right? Superman's just going to stand up there at the top and just pick people off as they come by.
They're not better at being a family.
And two of them have capes.
But are they? No.
Okay, but like the sucked into a jet turbine. I'm sorry. If a jet turbine sucks Superman in, the jet turbine loses.
Sure.
Like, he'll be fine.
The people on the plane.
Batman's not
he's already in a plane.
He was flying the plane.
Well, then how did he get sucked into the jet turbine?
He didn't. Because he's Batman.
That's right.
And Dash is really fast, but the Flash is faster.
Right.
I think canonically, significantly fast.
Yeah.
Speed Force, we're good.
Yeah, you're talking about Speed Force. I'm so fast I can run on water versus I can travel through time. Yeah.
But create alternate dimensions.
Oh, that's cute. You could run on water.
Yeah.
Is it Flash?
That's a whooping.
Is Flash, I'm pretty sure, he runs around the world to charge up a punch to hit...
Multiple times.
Darkseid.
A couple times, yeah.
Oh, was it Darkseid?
No, it was Lex Luthor and Brainiac fused.
Brainiac, yeah. Yes. I thought it was Brainiac.
Correct.
It's also Darkseid.
I wouldn't be surprised if he also did.
That's the Lex Luthor's one. It's the one I remember.
I mean, that's a nice trick to be able to do, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's all right.
Superman and the Flash race at one point, though.
And it's freaking close.
But how does that help?
They're defending a castle, though.
I'm saying
Incredibles only have one speedster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as defending a castle, is anyone going to be voting for our friends, the Incredibles?
I don't know, if you just toss Jack in there, that would be kind of fun.
I mean, you also have someone who creates a force field.
Oh, that's a good point.
Violet could put a force
but
field around.
But a significant amount of force defeats her force field.
Her force fields have been broken.
True.
Already, and she's never faced the kind of force that the Justice
They're not protecting from each other, right?
Exactly. No. They're just defending a castle. It doesn't say from what.
Better at defending
a castle? But definitely not from
each other. I feel like the Justice League have defended their space base, right? The Watchtower.
Yeah.
So, they have a better track record, whereas the Incredibles couldn't even defend their own house from being destroyed.
We've never seen her create a force field of that size.
True.
So, she can create a force field, but, we have nothing that makes us believe she could create a force field around a castle.
That's quite true.
Yes. That's fair.
Her age, at least.
Yeah.
Nothing, which is all we have.
Right.
We're not doing hypotheticals about the future.
Yeah. How powerful
this is still baby
Jack-Jack.
Yeah, this is still baby Jack-Jack.
I like that we're not doing hypotheticals. I feel like that's all we're doing is hypotheticals.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure this is all real hard-hitting
stuff. You made that word up.
This is only level 1 hypothetical.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's Justice League.
Can I run a hypothetical by you? All right. Shouts to those.
There's
who
also more
that.
Of them, which helps coverage.
Yeah.
Anybody for the Incredibles?
That's 8, right?
Nope.
And one of them's Green Lantern.
Yes.
Yeah.
So also force field.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have seen him create a force field of that size.
See.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And a fake castle and
right. He's this isn't even the real castle.
And a giant hand to slap people with. Come up.
Yeah. All right. Is that 5-0 then, officially?
Yes.
Last chance. Okay. Justice League animated. Moving on. Next up, we have the Parks Department versus us.
Oh.
The Hunger Games.
We're all dead. They have Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson.
I know.
Leslie no punts.
Okay, I was going to say, you guys, though,
she hunted Ron.
Are good. Some of you are good with firearms here.
None of you are Ron Swanson good. We're sorry, not, guys. Yeah,
no,
Swanson.
But
at anything. In
I don't
life,
know. Did you
actually.
See him in that hunting
but you're
in that,
Tom,
with
you
that hunting rifle in that game in the?
But he figured it out eventually.
Eventually,
and broke the record.
Yes.
But any of us could do that eventually.
Well, yeah. No, we couldn't.
Come on.
I couldn't.
It's us versus Ron Swanson and Burt Macklin. So,
Burt Macklin,
FBI.
Yeah.
know he'd be there.
And you know April's killed some things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
She'd be sneaky.
You know
she's
going cray-cray as soon as that starts.
Yeah. I don't think it's close, guys.
Yeah, sorry. No. It's
we dead, dog.
We're dead.
It's been an honor with you guys. But
hey, I'm
happy to lose to the Parks Department.
Yeah. The second round.
Right. Yeah, Parks Department.
Parks and Rec.
5-0.
Last chance? I'm not giving us
last
a
chance? Okay.
Nope.
No, just check it.
Sorry, I know I just got claimed that, but I
No, you're right.
The Parks Department is moving on. guys, we made it through one round. It was pretty good. Just saying. That's better than expected. Okay.
We survived our group.
I was like,
I know, I thought that too.
Yeah, sorry.
I was a little confused. I'm like,
the idiots,
how are we
made
done
it
with one round?
And this is why we lost the Hunger Games.
Okay. Now, this is interesting. Okay, so we have the Guardians of the Galaxy versus the Teen Titans surviving the longest in a zombie apocalypse.
I just feel
so
like...
So, equal-sized teams. Close. You know, pretty close.
I feel
Groot's
like Star-Lord
a, Groot
was,
is a big advantage in the zombie
I feel
apocalypse.
Like Star-Lord was made for the zombie apocalypse, honestly.
Yeah,
really.
That's fair.
I mean, they're already, like, fighting aliens.
Right.
Well, he is from the 80s, though, so he missed a lot of the zombie apocalypse craze.
And he's probably better
right?
for it.
Well...
Yes.
I mean, the second phase, because...
There are a lot of
Night
zombies
of the Living
flicks.
Dead
yeah.
and all mm-hmm. those George Romero movies. Like, those were all zombie okay. movies from the 60s.
But they don't teach you anything about surviving a zombie apocalypse. Just saying.
Yeah.
Well, no.
But... That's what the Zombieland does.
What are they teaching kids these days?
Yeah, first thing,
teaching them
kill
to survive apocalypses.
Always double tap.
Can you kill zombies with a wooden stake, or is that just vampires?
I mean, if you put it through their head, you're
yeah,
fine.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, kill zombies.
Kill anything with wooden stakes.
Groot's a huge advantage there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Groot, just in general. I... Yeah, just big tree arm. Now that path is cleared. He doesn't have a, well, since he doesn't have a brain,
so when
but
do you
I don't
lose
know how that
when
works.
Your first person dies?
Okay, well, hold on. Hold on. Now, think about this.
I think they're
so
all
that's
gone.
A valid question right there. When do you lose? Because...
Is it the last man standing?
Well,
or
yeah, I think when your team is wiped.
If the zombies... Because it's possible that everyone could become infected and become a zombie, right? Except
yeah.
Groot. Because Groot's not a... like
right. That's what I was saying.
You know what I mean?
I don't think he has a brain. So
right.
like, I think he's kind of your ultimate
So you just
weapon.
Get everybody else up into Groot and he grows.
So you have a zombie raccoon?
So you could have a zombie raccoon.
Yeah. I feel like you could have a zombie Groot too, though. I mean, it's a living.
Does he show up in the Marvel
thing,
Zombie
comic?
I don't know.
That's a great question. I would just
see like these
discuss amongst yourselves.
Trees
I feel like
falling off of him.
You know, zombie apocalypse, all the post-apocalyptic, I shouldn't have tried to say that. the world is, like, run down and stuff. Like, Cyborg has to charge at some point. He's going to run out of power, I feel.
Yeah, like. But he created
No, like, there's episodes where, like, he's running low on battery and, like, has to stop fighting.
Right.
So if he can't find a power source, he's useless.
Right, no, but I'm
and
saying, like,
huge.
He can create a power source, though, like... Because
like Star-Lord would real quick be like a post-apocalyptic warlord too.
Yeah. 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 So because of her connection with the undead, would Raven have any ability to control the zombies?
Ooh.
So, all right, here's the answer. Because of course, it's comic books. Comic books are weird.
So what's happened?
Yeah, Groot was zombified by the respawn intelligent zombies infested by a new breed of brood parasite. That's all I'll give you.
Well,
yeah. So I'm just saying, like,
at some point,
he
everyone
could be zombified.
Gets a zombie. At some point, everyone dies. Yada yada yada.
Would you look at that?
Wow.
So
just look at.
I don't know.
Just look.
I think we should just take a moment to look
I'm
at.
I'm taking
it.
The Guardians. I think.
Thank you, cynics.
All right. So Raven and Starfire can fly. So it's really easy just to fly up above the zombies. And Starfire's just going to blast them with her.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, if she doesn't have a limited ammo capacity that
okay.
Star-Lord does.
I say that's where the true. Teen Titans have the advantage. They have actual, like, superheroes.
Right.
I actually don't know. Do the Guardians, like, those blasters, do they have ammunition? Or is it like Star Wars where it's just like...
Well,
technically Star
like
Wars
energy.
Does have limited ammo, too.
Do they?
Yeah,
they've just never really seen them reach their limit.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So,
but Star-Lord can also fly.
Star-Lord yes, but he's got a it's got a fuel like source too.
Yeah.
Like he can't
right. eventually could run out.
Yeah.
So and what you don't want to have is you don't want to have Drax and Rocket zombified and working
Ooh.
Against you.
Yikes!
Ooh.
Like, that's a problem.
Well, you don't want any of them zombified and working against you. I mean,
no.
and they're
if,
kind of
even
well,
if it happens to one
guns,
of the Teen Titans.
Drax is a
they're
melee
not
fighter.
Up against each other in this, though, right? It's
right.
It's
not
right.
against each other.
Right.
Separate. Yes.
So like, what happens when Starfire's asleep? And she gets bit.
Everybody got to sleep.
Well, I think that's why it's part of the group, because if you've got five people together, I mean, if you've got the Teen Titans together, you have Robin, who is a tactician in the tree of Batman. Like, he knows how to secure an area, how to be ready for anything, and he would work out shifts for people to sleep and be ready. I feel like...
But then they would sleep not on their shift because they're teenagers.
Because they're teenagers, right.
Beast Boy's definitely falling asleep.
100%. Yes. And this is so far my favorite one we've done, just so you guys know. Yeah, I mean, you could also just get... Okay, Starfire's got to sleep at some point, but she could just go up to the tallest building and sleep up... She can go to the Eiffel Tower and sleep up in the Eiffel Tower, and the zombies aren't going to go up there to go get her.
The T building.
Right? Yeah, the T building, same. Right? Like, so she
they do live on an island. They literally have a pretty good advantage.
On the island, on top of the T building. Yeah. And zombies can't get up there.
Does that have a name? I think it's like the Titan Tower.
Titan Tower. Yeah. Teen Tower.
Okay. Teen Tower.
The Teen Titan Tower.
Something like that.
T-shaped Teen
Triple
Titan
T.
Tower.
Well, I hate to do this, but I got to force a vote soon. But last arguments,
last call?
Please. Yes, last call.
I don't know. I think, like, I think teens of today would not survive in a zombie apocalypse. So.
Kids these days. Right.
Right.
Neither team is really rocking discipline as their strength.
No.
So I feel like if neither of you have discipline, the team with the actual superpowers is probably going to do better.
I would think so. The other thing is the Guardians all need to be close, other than Star-Lord and Rocket, I guess. They all need to be close to their victim.
Yeah,
right?
I was thinking about
swords, knives.
So does Robin, but...
Groot has a bit of range, but...
Right.
Yeah.
But
not as much
Groot,
as a gun.
But see, Groot's all body, though. So he's going to reach out and get you, but they just bite the branch. And then he's zombified.
Could
well,
he
cut could,
that
he could
branch
cut
off?
His branch. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Was he going to keep a chainsaw with him?
Break it off.
Thanks for the sound.
He does it all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, then forget what I just said, because I'm an idiot. I'm still going with
Teen
Titans.
That's a tough one. Yeah,
I
think
what I'm going to take.
I think you just got to, which one will last the longest. You guys ready to go?
Let's do it.
Okay. Matt Swearingen.
I think I'm going to go Teen Titans.
One for the Titans. John Avery.
I'm going to go Titans as well.
Josh.
I don't want to do this quickly, but yeah, I'm going to go Teen Titans as well.
Follow your heart. Edson.
Teen Titans.
Judd Dobson.
Guardians.
Give him one.
Rather watch the Guardians.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Just for the banter. It'd be amazing. Yeah. It'd be so fun. Okay, next up. We have Animated Justice League versus the Parks Department. A matchup I never thought I'd see. Battle of the Bands.
Oh, my goodness. This is actually the best thing to happen for the Parks and Rec
Parks Department's going to win this. Yes. In my opinion, this is a whooping waiting to happen.
Yeah. Well, because they're going to sing one song.
Yeah, one song. Yeah. 5,000.
Yes. 5,000 candles in the wind. And it's over.
And then Duke's going to walk
Festival.
Out at the end.
Yeah,
and
the Duke's coming out.
Yeah, exactly. You have Duke Silver.
Yeah,
Duke
I don't
Silver, Andy. Yeah, it's a whooping.
I don't know. Do any of the Justice League play any instrument whatsoever?
No. I can't think of a specific reference to any instruments being played.
Especially in that animated like segment.
Right.
I'm trying to think of one, and I actually can't.
I mean, Green Lantern can
department.
Make instruments, but can he play them well?
No. And
I don't think
not
so.
Gonna, yeah. It's a battle of the bands. So you're talking about an original song?
Come on, Mouse Rat?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, this is game over.
Yep. Parks Department.
Parks Department.
Wow. 5-0.
Parks Department. Honestly, did not see them win.
Luck of the draw.
Justice League.
Luck of the draw. Well, see, that's where the twist is coming in.
Wow.
Absolutely. Okay, just officially anybody for Justice League?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Parks Department moving on. And that brings us to our final matchup. Teen Titans versus the Parks Department.
I'm so excited for this right now.
Dodgeball.
There's more in the Parks Department. And I think at this point you just let them play full teams. Like, however many are in the Parks Department versus the, five Teen Titans?
There's five, yeah.
Okay. Tom Haverford's useless.
Yep.
Human Shield. He's good for at least one block.
That was so good. Oh, my humies.
That was really good. April, I don't think she's helping
no,
a whole
she's
lot
sitting
either.
In the corner.
I don't know. I feel like April would actually. This would be something that she would probably
inflict pain on people.
Yeah, yeah, she's inflicting pain on someone. She would definitely. Yeah.
I think if headshots are allowed,
I think she'd want.
You know what I mean?
I think she'd actually be able to throw a dodgeball with the speed and accuracy needed.
Could she hit Robin?
Titan?
Here's the deal. I feel like I was gonna. This is getting way off subject. I feel like Ron Swanson throws a dodgeball really weird, but that it's
oh,
a
maybe.
Very effective method somehow.
Okay.
Like fair. Some sort of whipping motion I feel like right. happens.
Yeah. He probably throws it like an underhand female like softball
like
pitcher.
Fast pitch
yeah.
softball.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. it goes a million miles an hour, super
yeah.
accurate.
Yeah.
And that's how he throws it.
So like Tom in the bowling? Unorthodox but effective?
Yeah.
Could be. Could be. Ron gets so mad.
He does.
He gets so mad.
I love when he dresses up like incognito and he's like, you never saw this or whatever.
He bowls a perfect game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Andy is just a child and would play hardcore.
I would say being a child is good for dodgeball.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I think he'd be like super hardcore.
Fun fact, we almost had Chris Pratt versus Chris Pratt.
That's true.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yes.
Which would have been amazing.
That would have been.
Why didn't you tell us about this ahead of time?
Yeah.
Well, you have chubby Chris Pratt versus
right.
swole Chris Pratt.
He still works for the park department when he loses the weight.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, yeah.
He just stopped eating
but you
stopped
know what
drinking
I
beer
for the majority of the
burgers.
Time.
Who knew?
I feel like Donna would surprise a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure Donna's good at dodgeball. I don't know why I'm sure, but I'm sure she
I'm sure she is.
I'm sure she's good at hitting, but
yeah,
I don't think she's dodging a whole lot.
No. I agree.
No, can Raven just control
the
all
the hand.
Balls? And
she can just...
Right?
Oh, Raven can control all the balls.
Like, just pick them all up at once and volley?
And also stop
yep.
them as they're coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this is just unfair because of the powers.
That's the way...
That's the way
the cookie
crumbles.
Yeah.
And Robin has his bow staff, so he'll be able to knock the ball out of the way. When
yeah. That's cheating. That's
the no, I feel like if it hits the bow staff, it hits you.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
You got it. Yeah, you got to catch it.
It's an extension of yourself.
But, like, Beast Boy's going to turn into a gorilla. I assume they can throw pretty well.
Yeah. But he's not going to be able to dodge then.
Yeah, but then he can turn into a mouse, and you can't hit him.
Right.
Instantaneously.
Or a ferret. Those things are fast.
Yeah. I guess.
Or like a fly.
I really want the Parks Department to win, but...
But they're,
I'm not seeing it.
See him?
No.
Got to play to the matchup.
I feel like Leslie Knope would find some way to exploit all of their weaknesses. She's like the Batman of the Parks and Rec Department.
Batman.
Okay, but Robin's literally
like
the
Leslie Knope would get somebody out on like a technicality rule.
Sure. Oh yeah,
like somebody very essential for the other team.
Okay, but as competitive as Leslie Knope is, we've seen her lose a lot too.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Right, so it's not like she always wills her way to victory.
No, if this was Putt-Putt, though.
Oh, that would be a different story.
Then I would
take
the Parks Department, but like it's not.
It's not.
Did Cyborg play football?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
To my knowledge.
So,
throwing, catching.
You know, he's probably good. Pretty good.
I mean,
dodging.
Athleting.
Athleting.
Yes.
Which arm does he still have? His right.
Man.
But is he right-handed?
I don't know.
So he still has his throwing arm.
I mean, he's a hero, so he's probably right-handed.
He's probably ambidextrous.
Just saying. Yeah. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah?
Shots fired. All right, guys, I got to do it. I got to force the vote. It's the final, so we'll go around the ring here. Teen Titans or Parks Department? Dodgeball. John Dobson.
I hate this so much. Just do it. It's going to be Teen Titans.
One for the Titans. Edson.
If I was forced to choose.
Yeah. Hypothetically.
Like if you were on some sort of podcast or something.
Yeah.
I had to choose. Parks Department.
One each. Josh.
Teen Titans.
Two for Titans. John Avery.
Titans.
Boom.
Titans it is. Matt.
I'm going to follow my heart. Parks Department.
You should have chosen Parks. Should have chosen.
You chose wisely.
I told you to do it.
I know I chose wisely, but I still want the Parks Department to win.
They have
it. Better. They're not better at being superheroes.
They're just better.
Super abilities,
I've also never seen Teen Titans, so.
They're also not better at dodgeball.
Actually, I don't know where you can go watch that today, but I would love to rewatch
Teen Titans. Is it on HBO Max, though? Not HBO Max.
The original Teen Titans?
HBO Max has the movies of it. I don't think they've got
it. I don't know, honestly. Yeah.
I'll let you know. Yeah. Well, that was fun. Thank you guys for participating. I hope you guys had fun listening, too. I'd be interested in doing this again sometime if everyone's down. But you know, this we'll
podcast,
get some feedback.
Yeah, we can
we'll,
do it again.
We'll see what we do.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah. Cool beans.
Be cool if we did a different topic though.
Indeed. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. As always, follow us on social media. Participate in our poll. I at least would be very interested to hear what you guys think would be the outcome in all these matchups.
I will be interested in how we actually put that poll up. I'm really not sure how we're going to do this, but
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
It'll be fine.
And with that, I believe one Edson Bezerra has the final word for this episode. So, without further ado, take it away.
I would just like to mention this week that our nation has lost a national treasure. One of my favorite voice actresses, and actually actress in one of my favorite shows, died this past week. And Jessica Walter was a national treasure, and I think that we should have a moment of silence for her. I'd probably drink a toast in her honor. So this one's to you.
You know what? Whatever. Power Rangers are stupid. I'm voting for us.
Yes! Yeah, let's be real. We're the main event.